Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories, filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And we got a special tonight, even though it's raining and it's storming and I'm scared to death. I'm in Aurora, Illinois. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a blast tonight, man. I know y'all thought I'd just sit around because of the virus, but I don't. And when I bust out, I'm going to knock your socks off. If you got any socks or shoes or sandals or some BBD, no, BBDs ain't socks. That's something else. Okay, all right. Listen, we got a great show for you tonight while I'm in Aurora live. I'm telling you, I'm live. Can you believe that? Like the Frankenstein monster. The number to dial to get into the show is 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world. And my producer, JB Spirit, I'm sure they're looking in like, okay, well, why you sound like a girl? You're a guy. Oh, I forgot I do voices. But anyway, I'm sure JB is back checking the board to make sure I'm doing, I guess, good. He's kind of like my priest. He always trying to say, do good, Don, do good. Anyway, listen, we're ready to rock and roll tonight. We got some hot music for you. And we're celebrating, coming up in June, 11 years that I've been on the air. Oh, man, that's a long time. I'm going to start off with, because Korea is growing fast, they are all over there just, play, Don, play, you please, play for us. I'm going to play Blackpink, their latest one, As If It's Your Last. They mean give it all you got. Don't look in the mirror. Just break the mirror. Get out there and do it. I guess somebody heard me. I don't know. Anyway, let me get this track on, and when I come back, we got more great music for you on the one and only Friday Night Lifestyle Show, Don S. McClure.
Give me a little bit of that.
Oh, man. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Hello? Let's see if we got some sound. Hey, did you hear that? Blackpink in the area. Oh, man, I'm starving to death, though. I haven't ate all day, but I had to play that. Hey, listen, I know we're going to do some romantic songs, but before we get to that, I got to play Anthony Hamilton. And, you know, that's my guy. You know, I like me some Anthony and the Hamilton. Well, it's Anthony Hamilton. Don, you, here we go. Just like summertime.
Baby, you make me feel like
gonna talk about just like summertime and it's still cold outside. Well, it was a little warm. Oh man. Hey, let me slow it down a little bit. And man, I'm fired up. It took me forever to get out. I thought I was going to Mississippi. I was driving and like, okay, is there some end to this? Is this like the yellow brick road and the little monkey's gonna come and dash on me and pull my arms out? What's that got to do with your radio show? Oh, okay. All right. I know. They have people moving around in the back, making noise. My mic got them clicking on, clacking their plates like they hungry. Oh, my God. Okay. Let me get this track on. Pete Escovedo. We pulled it from my jazz show. And, man, we are getting ready to move and groove.
He's taking seven of them. He does that on purpose.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I know this is a party, but Sai, could you please sing us a song?
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, my gosh. You guys.
Hello.
Y'all are too
Come on, girl. Oh, my goodness. Come on, you can do it. You know, if Pops asks you, you have to. You,
oh,
no one says no to Pops.
I, okay.
No, sure. Come on, Sai. Come on. We know you want to. Yeah, right. We know.
Oh, gosh. You guys are crazy. I can't. There's no music. So.
Oh, your song.
Okay.
Oh, we're going there.
So in love with you.
Sing that, baby. Oh.
Whatever you want to do.
Oh.
It's all right with me.
To me, to baby.
That's all I see. Hear what I need you to do with me.
Hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro, fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos. Más peligrosa que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday out in Aurora, Illinois. Hey, my daughter used to live out here. Wow, that's deep. And I saw my producer got disconnected and came back on. Can't do the show without you. So you gotta listen in. Hey, I want to play the new theme song to The World of Color for Crystal Catherine Magic, who is just simply the baddest young lady on the planet. So let me play that. And when I come back, then we got more dangerous. And I mean dangerous music for you. You know we got Mickey Howard. And you know we got Lena James back to back. But let me get to this track. And when I come back, we got more great music.
Save all of me, save it.
Did you hear that name?
I'm telling you, I know you heard my name in that. But if you didn't, I am going to put it in there. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, live in Aurora, Illinois. And just think, I'm going to be going across the country doing shows live. Actually, I've done some before. I've done them in daycares, Burger King, Starbucks outside. That's the magic of technology. I could take my show anywhere. Doesn't matter. In the basement, in the crawl space. I even did a show where it was me and five homeless guys in a tent. And they were like, Don, you going to do your show? I said, yeah, man, but woof. It's kind of odorous in here. Hey, man, don't talk about us, man. I mean, but at least you got a show. I said, okay. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Stephanie Mills, Home. I just like this track. I'm sorry, man, but it's one of them that I really do like. You know, if I had some silver slippers or something, I'd click my heels because I want to go home. You're already at home. Oh, okay. Well, I'm out of home. I don't know. I ain't got a home. There's something wrong with you, man. People are looking at me like, it is something deep touched.
When I think of home, I think of a resting place. A place where there's peace, quiet, and serenity. And that's where some of my friends have gone. Friends who have traveled with me through my wonderful experience in Oz. A journey I'll never forget. When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love alone. I wish I was home, I wish I was back there with the things I've been knowing. When night makes the tall grass bend into leaves,
And that was Stephanie Mills and Home. And you know, I got so touched by that. My glasses are fogged. And I'm crying all over my computer. And my computer said, Don, could you stop crying all on me? I'm soggy. Okay, all right. I know that was a corny joke, but I needed to tell a corny joke, I guess. Hey, I'm going to play this track. Now, my producer's not totally a fan of Anita Baker, but I got one of her tracks just because on the Playboard. So I'm going to get to that one. But I want to play a track by Letticy, because I like Letticy. It's called Pieces of Me. And that's my girl. I mean, she's been around like Frankie Beverly in there, but she still can cut. And I'm back, and we're going to be discussing my short topic of taking my radio on the road, welcome new areas, positive feelings, as my show grows with interest, and it's always a welcome event to share live. And you can do the same thing with your life. You can do the same thing with your situations. It's not going to always be dark like it is right now, and I'm scared of deers. But the point I'm making to you is there's got to be some bright sides to your life. And I want you to think about that, because if you've been here for a while, in years, you've had some great times to cherish, and you got even more because you're still here. They may not be perfect. They may not be the absolute. They may even be the worst headache that you ever had, but you're still here to keep working on it. So what I want you to do is, yeah, everybody has a rough period. I've had them. You've had them. But I want you to concentrate on, you know what? I got another shot at it. You know, there was this guy I knew named Mr. Lynam, who had a floral shop in Memphis, Tennessee. And he was about 86 when I was talking to him. And I said, Mr. Lynam, how do you stay so positive and do things? Still driving? He said, well, Don, I do everything in moderation. Even I chase young girls in moderation. I said, okay, where's the Lynam? Now, he liked his young girls. He had on his little hat. Mr. Lynam was a cool dude. But I enjoyed his energy. He had a little floral shop that he had had since beginning of time. So he watched Memphis grow. But people liked Mr. Lynam. And even though sometimes the flowers were wilted, you bought them anyway, because you knew he was in that season where he had been doing it a long time. But he liked being a florist. So the key to joy is finding something you like, whether it's cooking, talking about health food, talking about your creative side, and even your grandkids, I guess if that's your thing. But just find something that brings you joy, and you'll remove everything else. We're going to take Lila James. And she said she found something that got a hold on her and it won't let go. And you got to see the video to that. Sharp.
Everybody clap your hands right here. Come on.
promises I keep. My reflection troubles me. Here I go.
In a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens, and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars. You can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
The Birth of an Idea, Black History and Diversity, is a new book with a fresh approach created by Don S. McClure. The question, how to make a vision a reality concerning the promotion of diversity and black history. McClure found himself at a loss of understanding. Why would his thoughts become necessary to more than himself? Finding a way for an official ending to the month-long celebration of black history, including diversity, was a significant task in his mind. But with endurance and faith, his idea received the acceptance of 36 U.S. governors in 10 years, including a congressional record from the U.S. Congress. In addition, the project gained the financial backing of leading corporations in America, Coca-Cola Enterprises, Pepsi Americas, Cummins Recon, Allstate,
Trust Bank, First Tennessee Bank, Wendy's, and Cry Likey, ranked number 3 in the nation and the largest real estate company serving markets in Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, and Puerto Rico. His new book will allow you to view his vision concerning diversity and Black history and art, architecture, and photography as he traveled for 4 years across the country, capturing some of the most beautiful photographic images while exploring new cities. From the seeds of this adventure, 2 unique events were created displaying his findings, from a 36-day exhibit in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the beautiful Art Garden in the downtown area, to his weekend photographic display inside the world-famous Black Welder Mansion in Chicago on the South Side. How does one measure an idea that's considered deep-seated? By believing that it can be accomplished. The Birth of an Idea, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is just that.
Man, I wrote the H-A-A-A, so you thought I was going to say something else. But I'm learning how not to use bad language. My priest, I know he's happy. I mean, I don't have my Skype. I feel lost without him, my producer, my mate. I feel like I'm in a world of bubbles. Okay, all right. I know that was corny. Tonight we're talking about taking my radio on the road. Imagine I got the idea to just take my cell phone and travel the country for 4 years, just taking pictures and then putting them into exhibits. And how did I come up with that idea? I went back to the Renaissance area where a lot of the great artists would go to France or Spain, or somewhere just so they could find that place of comfort or see the view of something and photograph it or paint it. And that happens even with your camera. I learned from some really great guys how to do excellent outdoor lighting. And I knew there was a market for it, so I decided to do it. You could find those same things just like the ladies that had a flower shop on LaSalle Street, and they would buy roses and put them in a bucket and sell them for $10, and people would buy them. Just come up, pick them up, and they had all their roses on the inside, and they'd fill the bucket up again, and people would drive up. And the key to their success was location. But I had a Black friend of mine, my best guy. He used to, every Friday, bring a rose into all the clubs, and he would sell a rose for $5, one rose. And he created a company for that. And he would hire other people that were kind of down and out or didn't have a job, and they would go around to the clubs. And you know, when the guys are out at the club and they want to talk to the lady, send her a rose over there, man, and give her a rose, and give me a rose. So what I'm saying is these are people that had innovative ideas and changed things for themselves. I'm going to play this track by Anthony Hamilton. It's another Anthony Hamilton track called Fallen, and it's tough. And I'm going to follow it up with my favorite singer, Babyface.
Wanting so long to be next to you, and I ain't got the nerve up to tear ya. Baby, you keep me up through the night time, thinking about your love and affection. And I've been drawn to you, and I hope you feel the same. And if I question the warmest affection. Don't choose to act if unnoticed. At that moment your heart filled with laughter. Don't lie about how you feel. That chance might slip away. And if I could have my way, I'd spend my life with you, falling in love.
Oh, feeling. find the words, my love, to tell you how I feel, my love. Mere words could not explain. Precious love, you held my life within your hands, created everything I am, taught me how to live again.
Only
smoke, y'all. I smoked you. I hit you with the left, with the right, and then I played the Stylistics, Brand New. Then I played Baby Crying, Baby Face. Then I played, well, I'm going to play, Johnny Gill. I couldn't find it on the playboard, but I'm going to hit you now. Do you know it's 8:10 already? See, that's how this show moves and grooves and knocks your socks off. If you got any socks, your stockings, your knee highs. I hope you ain't got no knee highs like them old ladies used to wear. They were all brown. Your footies. I hope you got on some shoes. Let me play this thing. See, if I said that and J.B. Spirit was on the Zoom, then he'd be looking at me like, you done lost your mind. Play the music. Oh, man, Anita Baker, just because. Do you know it's 8:21 already? We only got like 39 more minutes. 2 hours have flown by. I got to play one of my favorite artists, Selena Gomez, and it's not her new one. This has been a while since she did it, but it's just, to me, Selena, I liked her when she was with Walt Disney, Mickey Mouse, or whatever it is, the Mouseketeers, but this girl can cut. And she got a lot of new tracks out. But you know how you find a song you just like by an artist? Well, that's this one. I Love You Like I Love a Love Song, Baby. That's one of my favorite songs by her.
It's been said and done. Every beautiful thought's been already sung. And I guess right now here's another one. So your melody will play on with the best of all. You are beautiful, like a dream come alive, incredible. A centerfold miracle, lyrical. You saved my life again. And I want you to know, baby, I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby. And I keep it in repeat, beep, 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 beep. I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby.
Jugs of wine. And I remember when I took my father out to a special dinner. And see, I'm just like my dad, right? He can't really drink. Well, he had that wine glass all in the air. And we get kind of loud when we drink wine. So, just a warning shot. Hey, man, it is 8:25. We're almost done. And we have played some good music. We got to take a quick break. And J.B. Spitt. I kind of miss that bug here. But anyway, let me get to this track that I'm looking for after we play a couple of commercials. Then I'll be right back.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347 633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Favorite song in the whole wide world. Mickey Howard, Ain't Nobody Like You. And Mickey Bad, Chicago, in the house. It is, we only got 29 more minutes. Wow. And then the after party. Oh, my God. Wine and dancing on tables.
Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, man. The conversations are great. The wine is great. And, you know, just being alive is great. But that virus put us in a funk. Doctors, as you get older, although I don't even think they know what they're talking about. But sometimes just having a moment to reflect on a lot of your good. And it doesn't mean you're always going to be happy and artificial stuff. But sometimes you just got to say, you know what? I feel pretty good. So it's a class act when you can entertain other people. We got 12 more minutes to go. I got a couple of more tracks that I got to play. And I just want you to think about that. You know, I just want you to think about, I know we all have gloom and doom. Like I said, I've had it. We've all had it. But I want you to think about some of the joy. Like when a baby comes into the world, the baby's happy till you load it up with a lot of unnecessary things. Or even when the baby's sick, the baby doesn't know it's really sick. So you have to nurture the baby and take care of the baby and help her feel better. You know, that's the whole point about life. You know what? Talking to you like this, I'm going to play this track that I like by Charlie Wilson. And it's called Summertime. We played it earlier. But I want you to listen to the words in that. You know, he's like, hey, it's just like summertime. And I played this a lot when I was on my way back from Indianapolis. And it was a great song. And sometimes you sit back and think, how do these artists come up with these great songs? How do they know what lyrics they want to put in? And how does the musicians know what to play, how to make it feel good? So since it's gloomy and since it's kind of cold, even though it's supposed to be headed towards spring, or it is spring, let me give you a little warm, warm feeling there with some Charlie Wilson that should make you feel better, huh? I hope so. I know it makes me feel better. And don't forget Yolanda's show is going to be on tomorrow at the regular time, 3:30. And so you get a chance to experience something really nice. All right, let me play this track. And Charlie Wilson, just to warm you up. I know it's kind of cold outside.
Baby, you make me feel like
you're something special, you are.
Six more minutes to go. And I don't want to knock you guys' socks off, but I just want to play Babyface one more time. And I know, you said, Don, you play that song all the time. I know. But I just like that, where will you go? He's telling her, what you going to do? How you going to do it? So, since the song is pretty long, I'm going to play it so I can enjoy it. And like I said, wine is good, conversations are good, food is good, listening to the show is good. Can't say that. Be quiet. Just enjoy the music. All right, let me get this track on, and then when I come back, we'll be ready to get on out of here. Or like they say in the club, I don't care where you go, but you got to go somewhere.
Oh,
Well, that's it. I quit. JV Spirit, you were there inside of my head. So that's why I did a great show. But now it's time to ante up and do more entertaining. There she goes. I don't know how she even followed me around. She's like a demon or something in my head. 60 seconds, 90 seconds, 10 seconds. Get out. Well, I'm live. And you still bother me. Anyway, listen, I've enjoyed it. Be safe out there. Enjoy life. That's all you have. And don't forget, I'll see you tomorrow on the Yolanda Show. I'll be saving my soul. Okay, it's 9 o'clock. So watch Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago something. Those are great shows, and they're on right now. Enjoy life.